58. 59. Hey, air herder. Pay attention. You're supposed to be helping me count. What the hell is wrong with you? You keep spacing out. Well, what? Damn it, I forgot what number I was at. All right. 60. Thanks. Well, don't give me that look. What's going on with you? 61. 62. But nothing. Look, don't give me excuses. Just tell me. Do you really think I'm gonna care what's bothering you? So spit it out. You clearly have something on your mind. 63. Will you knock it off? Look, you came here because you wanted me to help you train. And you wanted to help me too. So I need you to focus. Well, my point is, you're so distracted with whatever it is that's bothering you, that you're not all here right now. And we can't have that. Especially not on the battlefield. So come on. Spill it already. 64. 65. I'm what? 66. 67. I mean, I guess I am a little sweaty, but we've been here for about an hour. It's pretty normal for me to get like this. 68. Hey! Hold on to me, idiot. You're supposed to be spotting. 69. And 70. I'll stop here for now. Okay, explain it to me again. You're distracted because I'm sweaty and my face is red. What the hell does that have to do with our training? Look, if I'm distracting you that much, you can always go to a different part of the gym. No, it's fine. We can do this part separately, it's not a big deal. I don't want to distract you. You don't want to be apart from me. Dumbass. Why do you have to be so damn complicated? Because you're not making any sense. You've seen me work out plenty of times, and you've never had an issue. So what is your problem today? Well, if it's really nothing, then get a hold of yourself. We've got work to do. Now get over here. Ah, jeez. But nothing. Stop spacing out, alright? Come on. It's your turn. Just lay like this. There you go. Hands up above your head. What? Well, sorry. I have to show you how to do it the right way, or you're just gonna fuck it up. I don't care if I'm a little too close for comfort. Just deal with it. Now come on. Turn your body like this. That way when you're stretching, you hit all these muscles. Damn it. No. That's a little better. There you go. And now reach. Like this. It doesn't hurt that bad. Just relax. Why are you such a pain today? We've been doing this for a week now. You think you'd be used to it? Yeah. Now lay down all the way. Jeez. Relax, I'm just leaning over you for a sec. Arm like this. What about my chest? Well, sorry, this tank top is all I had. The rest of my clothes were dirty, and I didn't have time to do laundry this morning. I know it's a little tight, but at least it makes my muscles look good. I mean, that's a plus, isn't it? What's your problem now? Your face is all red again. What's the matter with me straddling you? I'm just trying to help you. People are gonna get the wrong idea. Oh, give me a break. Look around. We're practically the only ones in here at this hour. And if anyone sees us, I doubt they're gonna care. Ow. Okay, geez, stop yelling at me. I'm getting off. What's with you? Oh, nothing. I'm just a little winded. So we should... Hey! What the hell was that for? Get off of me. Payback. Oh, yeah. You think you're tough, huh? You only pushed me over because I let you. So don't get cocky. But if you're really wanting a challenge... Top that. I think I win. See, I could easily pin you down, just like this. Sorry. I didn't mean to, I mean. We should take a break. Well, you, Oh, forget it. I just need a sec. Now whose face is red? Damn it! Get off of my shoulders! I'm fine, it's nothing. Say what I'm feeling. No way in hell. I can focus just fine, dumbass. Now let's get back to work. Yeah, I'm grabbing a drink first. Jeez. What the hell is with them today? 1 minute they're spacing out like an airhead and can't focus, and the next minute they're trying to pin me to the floor. Something's up. Well, I guess there's no use prying them over it. I'm sure they'll tell me when they're ready. Oh, man. Yeah, I heard you. Okay, what's next? Oh, right. I guess I can do a few. You want to help me count this time? Okay. One. Two. Three. Four. Hey, what are you doing? Get your hand off my chest. Five. I won't lose focus. 6. 7. Trying to distract me, huh? Well, that's not gonna work. What number was I on? 6 or 7? 8. Damn it. Stop that. Because you're... It's nothing. Shut up. You have no effect on me, alright? Just forget it. I think I'm done for today. What now? Why am I so angry? I'm not. You just... Damn it all. Just drop it. Yeah, I'm sorry, okay? I didn't mean to get so heated and mad. I just... I have a hard time controlling my temper, that's all. That and I... It made me feel weird. The way you were pressing down on my chest. So I wasn't sure how to respond. Not by yelling at you. Well, you've never done anything like that before. I mean, I get it. I was kind of doing it to you too. So yeah, it's payback. I just didn't expect it to feel like that. What do you mean, now I know how you feel? No, you don't. That didn't make you... feel all tingly inside. Wait. Is that what I've been doing to you all day? Hey. Hang on. You don't get to walk away. I'm sorry. I wasn't trying to tease you like that. I was just... trying to help you get in shape, that's all. I know you wanted to take this training seriously. Because you wanted to be a pro hero like me. And I promised you I'd help you get there. But I didn't mean to... You should have just told me that I was invading your space. You tried. Oh, right, you did. I'm not good at this, okay? I don't really understand boundaries. Not like other people do, I guess. I mean, yeah, I have my own, but... When I'm helping somebody train, I don't think about how what I'm doing makes them feel. I honestly had no idea... that I was... You know, Yeah. Look, I promise I'll be more careful next time, okay? And I'll ask before I just start moving you around. It's just easier because you're so light. I mean, maybe it's just because I've gotten stronger, but... That and I have a hard time explaining things. I'm a very hands-on person. It's easier for me to just show you how to do it. I tried to do it that way. But you weren't getting it. We're struggling to copy my movement. So it was easier for me to just move you instead. I didn't mean to make you all flustered and blush and stuff. I'm sorry. Please don't read too much into it. It meant nothing, okay? What? No, I didn't... Hey, I didn't mean you mean nothing to me. That's not what I was saying. Damn it, you misunderstood. No, you're not easily replaceable. I picked you for a reason. to be my sidekick. Because I needed you. Your skills and abilities. Not to mention your attention to detail. I wanted you on my team. Of course, it didn't mean nothing. I meant that I thought saying that would make you feel better about this whole thing. Being this up close and personal with me. You just seemed uncomfortable. Well, you're not. Well, yeah, I got that now, but... Damn it. I'm not good at this talking stuff. Look, don't be mad, okay? I'm sorry. I just meant that... Well, I... Damn it. You mean a lot to me, alright? And yeah, when you touched me like that, it freaked me out. I just didn't realize how much you meant to me. Okay? So, of course, I wasn't gonna say it. I mean, not here. I mean, shit. If I would have realized that what I was feeling for you was a little bit more serious than what I thought. Like hell, I would have told you while we were training. I would have waited till we left or something, or asked you out on a date. Of course, that's what I'm saying. I like you, okay? And in more than just a friend way. I'm sorry, I'm just realizing it now. But you know how I am. I'm clueless when it comes to this kind of stuff. Not only that, I thought my feelings for you were, I don't know, more like a close friend, I guess. But the more I thought about it, and saw the way you were reacting to me today, I realized that it wasn't just that. That I've liked you for a long time. And that's why I was pushing you so hard to be with me. Not just to fight by my side, but because I had a crush on you too. I know that sounds ridiculous, but I'm not one to ever lie. You know me. I hate liars more than anything. And I would never lie to you about this. What's the matter now? Don't hide your face from me. So sudden and straightforward. Well, of course I am. Haven't I always been that? Yes, I'm loud and I'm blunt. And I say whatever's on my mind and I don't hold back. Why the hell should I? You want me to lie and pretend like everything's normal between us? When clearly there's something more? Like hell I'm gonna do that. Because it won't do me or you any good to bottle up how we feel. Damn it, dumbass. Look at me when I'm talking to you. Hey, are you crying? Oh, shit. Hang on. Damn it. What do I do? Oh, tissues. Right. Give me just a sec. I'll be right back. Hey. You have to let go of my shirt. Don't want me to leave. Oh, okay. I won't, I guess. But please stop crying. Man, you're just as bad as Deku. He used to cry all the time, too. I remember when I told him that I was actually jealous of him for the first time. Because I thought he was really cool. And of course, he started crying like a little baby. He even cried when I tried to get him to come work at my agency, after he lost his hero ability. But of course, he turned me down. Said he was enjoying being a teacher or some stupid shit like that. Can't say I blame him, I guess, but it just sucked to see all of his hard work go down the toilet. I mean, yeah, everything worked out for everyone in the end. But still, I can only imagine how he must have felt, realizing that his hero days were behind him. Anyway, enough about Deku. Look, I'm sorry, but this is just how I am. I'm always gonna be straightforward with you. I didn't mean to make you cry about it. I just figured you deserved to know how you made me feel today. And then I realized that that's how I've always felt about you. And that I didn't know how much you felt the same. Till I started pressing your buttons, even if it was by accident. I mean, did it really get you all hot and bothered seeing me work out? Because I've never worn an outfit like this. Yeah, you're right, I typically cover up more. Because it helps me sweat a lot. So I guess it was a bit of a shock for you when I showed up in this. I mean, compared to my usual long-sleeve shirt and long pants. A tank top and gym shorts, well, must have been quite a shock. Apparently so much of a shock that you've been off in La La Land all day, and your face has been beet red since we started working out and training. I guess it explains a lot. So don't worry. Your feelings are valid. I didn't mean to give you such a hard time. And I take back what I said. You do mean something to me. Alright? You mean a lot. But with all of that out of the way... would you do me the honor of going out on a date with me? I know this isn't the best time or place for me to ask you. And normally I wouldn't do this here, but... now's as good of a time as any. So what do you say? Dinner and a movie? Whoa, easy. Hey, it's okay. You don't have to hug me. Is that a yes? I'm glad. Honestly, I think I would have been crushed if you would have said no. Well, in that case... My apologies. You just looked so cute I couldn't resist. Yeah. Calm down. You don't have to give yourself a nosebleed over it. It was just a little kiss. Besides, I don't do anything half-assed, remember? That's nothing compared to what you're gonna get. If we actually start dating for real. As a couple, I mean. But I think we should go out on a few dates first. Just to see how you feel after that. You know, test the waters and stuff. Hey, I'm trying to be a gentleman. You can't blame a guy for trying to take things slow. Alright, let's go shower and clean up. And I can drive you home. Then I'll pick you up at 8 for dinner. Sound good? What do you mean? You're just as sweaty and smelly as me. Come on. Go get cleaned up, okay? I'll meet you by my motorcycle. Yes. Don't worry, you'll be fine. I brought an extra helmet for you. I was already planning on giving you a ride today. Don't worry about it. Just hurry up and get changed. All right. I'll meet you outside in 5. Now hurry up, and maybe go splash yourself with some cold water. Your face is still beet red. All right. Don't worry, I won't leave without you. Just try to make it fast, okay? Not like last time where you took 20 minutes in there. Okay, go already. Man, I can't believe I admitted to them how I felt. Oh well. There's no taking it back now. I just hope that they really do accept my feelings. And that I didn't just fuck up what could have been a great partnership. Only time will tell, I guess. You gotta take risks in life if you want to get anywhere, right? So I'm willing to bet everything I have on them. Hopefully, they'll do the same for me. All or nothing. Right, Deku? I've got this.